This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Former Clear Creek County Deputy Andrew Buin was convicted of criminally negligent homicide Thursday in the 2022 shooting death of Christian Glass. The 22-year-old had called 911 for help after getting stuck on a mountain road. Prosecutors say he was having a mental health crisis. When the verdict was read out, supporters of the former deputy gasped in the courtroom. Christian's mother, Sally Glass.
Our son's ashes in our backpack on a plane to bury him in his home country. That is losing a son. And when I see outpouring of sympathy and love for the man that murdered our son, it made me pretty angry.
Buin was taken into custody without bail. He'll be sentenced in April. A proposed ballot measure could stop wolf releases in Colorado. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's now one step closer to appearing before voters.
Colorado election officials approved final language for the ballot measure on Wednesday. That clears the way for supporters to begin collecting signatures to earn a spot on the 2026 ballot. If approved, the initiative would end Colorado's current wolf reintroduction effort, a project voters narrowly greenlit by passing an earlier initiative in 2020. The group behind the latest proposal says many Coloradans have buyer's remorse after multiple reports of wolves attacking livestock. Wolf advocates plan to fight the ballot measure. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two Colorado hospitals, Denver Health and Children's Hospital Colorado, say they will resume some gender-affirming care. Earlier this month, both hospitals said they were altering their policies to halt the procedures after an executive order from President Donald Trump to stop gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers. Colorado joined other states in challenging the order. Now the hospitals say patients under 19 will be able to continue to receive puberty blockers,